Cumulus Broadcasting is proud to present the only show of its kind in the Fox Valley, designed to inform you on how to go green, live green, and save green. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, brought to you by Evergreen Credit Union, naturally a better financial. Here's your host, Bill Schultz.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. I want to thank once again Evergreen Credit Union, who has been our sponsor all year long for Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, and they have just done a tremendous job over there. So if you're looking, you know, this is the end of the year, maybe looking for a new car, you're looking to remodel, you're looking to do some things, that's where you can get some bucks over at Evergreen Credit Union. Good people over there, and we want to thank them very much for sponsoring the show. Speaking of remodeling, We wanted to have a conversation with one of our newest team members here at Answers to Energy Questions, and that is Badger Hardwood Floors and Flooring, and that is Dan Johnson, who is the owner. Dan, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Let's talk. I wanted to bring you in on the show because hardwood flooring has been around forever. You know, when you go through the colonial homes, It's hardwood flooring. It always has been hardwood flooring, and for some reason, carpeting started to come into the picture. But you had made your living on hardwood flooring, and it's still such a beautiful product. How did you get involved in this?
Well, back in 1988, I started. Felt there was a real need for wood floors. There's the Parade of Homes were getting pretty popular back in the late 80s, early 90s, and that just seemed to be the coming thing of wood floors.
Mm-hmm. Did you get into, and when you first started, were you in the carpentry business? Were you in the carpeting business? How did you actually get hooked up with hardwood flooring?
Actually, I was in the painting business with
painting
my father.
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
So we were doing new construction. A lot of painting, new staining, that type of thing. And that was kind of my in when we got into these new houses, that people seemed to have a hard time getting people to do wood floors, or the people that did them seemed like they were pretty behind and, you know, they couldn't get to the jobs on time. And so I started up.
Now, when you do hardwood flooring now, Dan, are you ripping up carpeting and putting it down, or are you taking the existing hardwood floors and refinishing?
We do a lot of both, actually.
Okay.
Just a ton of refinishing right now with these older homes. People buying homes are tearing up the carpet, pad, tack strip, that type of thing. And we can take a 100-year-old floor and make it look brand new again, which is really unique.
How does that all happen when someone says, okay, I want to get my hardwood floors redone? I'm guessing there's a sanding job that needs to be done, and it has to be, I would think, done right. I don't know too many people who could do it by themselves. Can you do it by yourself?
You can. It'd
be difficult.
It's very difficult because of the machine and equipment you get, and it's just a pretty difficult process once you get into it.
Okay.
So they pull the carpet up and we set up a dust containment system so we're not blowing dust all over the place. Usually a job is a three-day process minimum. So
okay.
You sand the floors down to raw wood. The homeowner gets a chance to pick a color. So you get one color and then two top coats. So with drying time, that's usually a three-day process.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of questions I have there. Talk about the color, which you just mentioned. How do they decide on color? Do you give suggestions on color? Does it matter what the wood is that's underneath there? How does that all work?
Yep. The best thing to do is we help with the color to try to get a nice warm feeling in with your home. Ultimately, it's the homeowner's choice, but once we start the sanding process, we'll actually give color on the floor itself so they can see exactly what it looks like in their own home. And then, of course, if you have 3, 4, 5, 6 different colors on the floor, then we just simply sand that off.
Okay. Dan Johnson with us from Badger Hardwood Flooring, and You have been doing this for how long?
30 years.
30 years. You don't. You look like 35, oh, man. What the heck are you? Are you serious? Have you been doing this for 30 years?
30 years.
What time? When did you start?
1988.
Holy crap. That is unbelievable. And how many people do you have work for you?
Six right now.
Six people. Okay. Let's go. When you're talking about the process of getting it done, and I know living in an old home, we had a lot of the floors that we had, you know, when we first moved in, they were carpeting. And when we pulled up our carpeting, could not believe the beauty of that hardwood that had been covered. Is that a common thing?
Very common. The big reason when wall-to-wall carpet came out, of course, that was a big thing. And years ago, 50, 60 years ago, people that had hardwood, there were a lot of maintenance. So they, you typically had a shellac finish on or a wax. So once a year, you'd always have to wax the floors, and typically on your hands and knees and wax. And so wax isn't a very durable finish, of course. So it was a lot of maintenance for homeowners.
I didn't know that. Okay.
So when wall-to-wall carpet came,
just easier.
Yeah. So people are like, I'm just done waxing floors. So much maintenance. You got to move all the furniture out and whatever. So in the last 30 years, of course, we have very durable finishes where you don't even wax them anymore. You just typically clean them with one cup of white vinegar to a gallon of lukewarm water, vacuum up just like you would a normal floor, and that's why we're now tearing out all the carpet and refurbishing all these beautiful floors.
So the maintenance on that is a once-a-year type of thing now? Is that what you say?
No, you can just every day, whatever your normal cleaning routine is.
Oh, okay.
Like if you clean your regular floors, your tile or carpet or whatever, mm-hmm. once a week or once every month, whatever your normal cleaning is, you just do the same with hardwood.
Okay. I remember you told me this once, which kind of surprised me, that when people are shopping for their wood floors and the color of their wood floors, a lot of people match it with, let's say, in the kitchen with their cabinets or in the den with their woodworking that they have around the window frames. And correct me if I'm wrong, but you said to me you don't want to match it exactly. Is that right?
That is correct.
Why would that be?
Well, you don't want everything to look the same. So when you come in there, you want to always keep your floors, your hardwood floors, a little either lighter or darker than the trim in your woodwork.
Okay.
Because when you walk in there, it's kind of hard to explain, but if you walk in there, your eye will just kind of, it'll just look all the same. So by keeping it lighter or darker, when you walk in, you kind of get that wow, you know, just the floors just stand out.
A little more eye-friendly type of thing.
Right, exactly.
Okay. One thing I think a misconception is with wood flooring, too, because you can get carpeting that is light in color, very, very light and airy, that can lighten up the room. And I think there's a lot of people might think, if I get hardwood flooring, it will darken the room. What's your answer to that?
No, that's actually the opposite. I mean, hardwood floor gives you a totally different look, and you can, like, you could take hickory or oak and just go with a clear coat, and it brings out the beauty of each board. Each piece of wood actually has its own little character.
Hmm.
So that's where that kind of that wow factor, just when you walk in a house that's just, especially when it's just redone, it's pretty amazing.
You mentioned types of wood, hickory, oak, whatever. What is a good wood? How do people know what they should choose?
Well, typically, you want to go similar to what you have in the house. So if all your oak, if your trim and doors and cabinets are oak, I typically go with an oak and then go like a lighter color. So that most of the time decides what wood you should go with. But in the last 10 years, people have been going with just, like if you have oak cabinets, I put in maple floor, hickory floor. People now are just going to whatever they really like.
Hmm.
A lot of people give me the term, when I go look at their house, they're like, I'm oaked out. So they're just like, just don't even
too
show
much
me
oak.
Yeah, I'm just oaked out. Yep. So,
okay.
So show me maple, show me hickory.
Never heard that term before. Oaked out, man. I'm just oaked out. dude, I'm oaked out. Badger Hardwood Flooring, Dan Johnson with us. The number, hey, 757-6500, 757-6500 if you want to give them a call. And I was actually at your office the other day when someone called, and we were talking, and someone called and said, can I have you come out and look at your floor? And I thought it was real interesting because you had very minimal conversation with this woman because it's all about you going out and seeing it, right?
Correct.
Yep. Yeah, it was like you didn't – sometimes when you call, there's like 20 questions that you have to answer. And like, well, yeah, what are you looking for? What are you? And she – you kind of said, let's set an appointment and let's talk. Is that kind of the usual routine?
Exactly. So they'll call and we'll set up an appointment. They'll come out, look at the situation, look at their colors, look and give them my ideas. Listen, of course, their ideas. Ultimately, it's their home, so we want to make the customer happy, whatever they want.
Mm-hmm. And another misconception is this time of year, it's getting colder, winter, and people think, well, I'll do my floors when the weather changes because we can't do it in the wintertime. And you're telling me you can do it anytime.
Absolutely. You can do it any time of the year.
How does that change with the seasons? Does it change your routine of how you would do things?
No, not at all. Everything is the same process. So you have to obviously have heat on in the winter, which we all do. Really doesn't change anything. We come in and set up our dust containment in your home. We bring all of our equipment in. It just works out pretty well.
And this time of year, because I think the misconception is that, okay, we'll wait for the year, we'll wait for the season, you can turn things around. This is kind of a good time for people to call you. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And so what's the turnaround time typically?
Typically within 2 weeks we can get your job scheduled and turned around and complete for you.
So if we did it like today or soon, you can have it done by the holidays.
Yep.
Wow.
We're scheduling into the week of the 13th right now.
Awesome. Awesome. So this is the number again, 757-6500, 757-6500. Dan Johnson, owner of Badger Hardwood Flooring. And we're going to talk a little bit after the break. I want to talk about the dust containment that you had mentioned a couple of times since we've been talking, and also some of the changes in flooring that people may not know about. Coming back. Back with you, Dan Johnson with us from Badger Hardwood Flooring. We are talking about all the changes in wood flooring and things that you can do right now, even though it is getting cold. You can still get a beautiful hardwood floor ready for the holidays, but you got to call now, 757-6500. I mean, we are in November already, so let's be practical about this. You mentioned, Dan, a few times in our conversation before the break about dust containment. And I know, especially households with children, with pets, things along those lines, it's a concern because the project is not the cleanest in the world, but you do quite a lot to keep that dust in the dirt out of the situation of the consumer as much as possible. Talk about what you do.
Yep. So when I come out to give you an estimate, we evaluate the style and size of your project. Our dust containment is something a little different. We actually seal off the adjoining rooms with plastic and products called zip walls, so they're like plastic walls. So we contain everything in the hardwood areas, and we also have a machine, the air scrubber or negative air machine, that we set up, and that gets connected to a tube, which will go outside, okay, and that'll suck the excess dust and even the fumes of the staining and the finishes that'll suck that right outside for you.
So it's on all the time while you're working in there.
That's correct.
What's happening?
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
And when we leave, it's up to the homeowners, but I typically leave it run even after we leave, so the fumes and the little bit of dust particles that settle get sucked out as well.
I was just going to ask you that because the fumes is the other thing. There's the dust, and then there's the fumes of can I even get back into that room because the fumes are strong. But how long does that take? Two days?
Yep. So if you need to get back to your room, I always say, like, every day after 5, you're pretty well safe unless it's a big project, so then maybe like 7 or 8 o'clock at night. But that same day, you can get in there with socks on. No,
okay.
No shoes. You can get in there socks on.
Okay. I know from talking with you, the hardwood floor industry has changed so much that a lot of times people can get hardwood-looking floors. I say looking floors because they're technically not wood. Is that right?
Yep, that's correct. The big term is LVP, stands for luxury vinyl plank. So it looks like hardwood, but on the top it's actual vinyl. It's good for basements. It's a little budget friendly. So it's a nice product, and we do sell quite a bit of that. Kitchens, dining rooms. It can go over concrete. It's water resistant, so it's a pretty nice product.
Is that one of those things where you don't need to do any sanding, or do you still have to do that process?
You don't have to do any sanding. It comes in planks like a wood floor does, and they kind of just click together, or you could do a full, what we call glue, trowel glue. So you could glue the floor down or simply float it.
Looking-wise, can you tell the difference?
It's pretty close. It's pretty impressive, but they come a long way with that stuff.
Is there different colors that you normally wouldn't get because it's not really wood?
Yep, you can get some like white, real white looking, gray looking colors, beachy colors, that type of thing, earthy colors. It's they give you quite a selection.
What is the one, maybe it's more than one, but the multiple reasons why someone wants to switch from going from carpeting to wood floors? What do you hear?
Mostly it's because they're just tired of the carpet wear patterns. Especially if they have pets, there's pets that stain it. That's a big concern. Probably 60%.
I can relate to that.
It's like pets have accidents, and so they just get tired of it, and they want to get rid of the carpet and put wood there.
Okay. Do you typically do a full job, meaning the whole home, or do you typically do room by room, and can you do it in stages? How does that all work?
That's a good question. Preferably, we'd like to come in and do the complete project and just get it done, but we understand that people just don't have the room maybe to put all their stuff, so many times we'll do it, we'll just treat it as two different projects or two different processes. So if we just got done with the entire house, so we do the upstairs 1 week, then they can move all their stuff back, and then we'll do the downstairs the next week. Or we could even do, we've done 2-3 rooms, and then they move their stuff and back, and then we do come back and do the other room. So whatever works for the customer.
Answers to Energy Question Spotlight, Badger Hardwood Flooring, our guest today, Dan Johnson. Dan, talk a little bit about the process. You mentioned, and I saw it, someone calls. And typically you answer the phone, or you return the call. It's not like 5 different people before we get to Dan Johnson, right?
That's correct.
You're the one. So when you go there, is the first visit just a conversation? Do you bring samples? Do you bring examples, pictures? How does that work?
Normally, typically the first visit's a consultation visit to see what they want. A lot of times before I leave, they know already what they want with the internet, so mostly that works done for me.
So you don't mind that? You like people to shop on the internet?
Absolutely.
That's okay?
Yep.
Okay.
They get some ideas for color. A lot of people have ideas for color already, and then we just go there, and our business goes by square feet, so we do a measure the rooms, and most of the time I can quote them a price and leave it right with them the same day.
Okay. I meant to bring this up before we started, but your website, is it badgerflooring.com, badgerhardwood.com?
Badgerhardwood.com.
Badgerhardwood.com. And when you go on the site, just tremendous pictures. I mean, unbelievably, which I'm going to ask, which you've done yourself, obviously.
Correct. Thank you.
These aren't shop done or something to bring in.
Exactly.
Okay, good. You've done them. What I found when I looked on your website, too, is the decorative stuff, like the middle of the floor with what looked like a star or an emblem or something along those lines. What's up with that? How does that happen?
That is a company out of Oshkosh Floor Design. They actually have a brochure you can get on their website, too. But there's medallions or border work.
Wow.
So we buy those. We let the customer pick. So we kind of buy.
So you work with them on this?
Okay. So they'll make any design you want. And then we get it, and it can either be pre-finished or raw wood, and then we can put it in the floor. If we're doing a new install, we can install it as we're installing the new floor. Or if you have an existing floor and it's something that you like a medallion, we can certainly router in. Or if you want a border work, we got the equipment to cut it in between the two doorways or something like that, or whatever you want.
When someone who owns hardwood floors right now, when is it time to get them redone? Is there a rule of thumb where you should get them done so many years?
Yep, exactly. So a lot of this depends on your lifestyle. So if it's just you and, say, your wife with no pets, you're probably not going to see me ever.
Mm-hmm.
But the typically rule of thumb is when your finish starts to show wear and it's just hard to keep clean, it doesn't keep up like it was new, that's telling you something that maybe you should at least think about doing like a buff and recoat. If you catch it in time, you can do a buff and recoat without sanding it all down to raw wood, save you a lot of money. So what you want is protection on there.
So is that a quicker job from your standpoint?
Very quick. Just it's like a day job. You come in, buff, clean, and recoat the floor.
Okay.
And that
okay.
gives you another layer of protection on it.
Okay. I want to go back through the process a little bit. So when you're talking and they're doing consulting and you're giving them options, a lot of times you can look on the internet, you can look at pictures, but you don't know how it's going to look in your home. How do you handle that situation? Because each home is different and the lighting is different and the angle of the house of how it's going to hit. How do you help the consumer with that?
That's a good point. I always tell people, it's like going to a paint store and getting a paint chip.
Yeah.
You know, you think, oh, this looks awesome. And then you get it home and it's like, oh, my God. It's not even,
I've done that too.
It's not even remotely what you want because right. just like what you said, the lighting and everything is totally different. So what I do is I kind of look at the surroundings of the home and kind of feel what – you got to do some sort of colors that blend everything together.
Mm-hmm.
So I help with that, and that's where we put samples right on the floor itself after we sand an area off.
Okay.
Then you can see what it looks like in your own home.
Yeah.
So if somebody comes and says, I give them a website, so if they want spice, for instance, spice stain or nutmeg or special walnut. So we'll actually put those colors down for them, and then maybe we tweak it. Maybe we actually do a custom mix for them. Maybe we mix a little special walnut with nutmeg or some neutral stain with some nutmeg to get exactly what they're looking for.
You know, with your years of experience, I imagine you have seen it all, and maybe, you know, people in the early years of Dan Johnson went through some trial and error, but you probably have seen so many situations that you can offer so many different suggestions that I'm thinking people with less experience just haven't even seen.
Correct. Yep, there's so many different things I've seen. It's different sanding processes that we figured out, obviously, the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it just means I'm getting older.
Yeah, but more experience. Right. It's not older. It's experience.
Right.
So, again, the number is 757-6500, Badger Hardwood Flooring. And I know from talking to you, Dan, which I always find so incredible about people like you in the business for 30 years, you still love this.
Oh, yeah.
And that's cool. That is so cool because after a while, I think people get a little, you know, But I've never seen that about you. You've always, like, just something about it. What is it? What is it? What's the thing that you love so much about it?
Well, I still go out and help the crew do finish coats, and I think that's what really keeps me going, is the last coat on a beautiful wood floor.
Just to see it, how it, yep. The finished product.
Yep, it's just pretty. You'd think you'd get sick of that after 30 years, but it's just always, it's like, wow, we just did this for these people.
I think you hit it on it before, was that with wood, every grain, every piece of wood is different because of the grain. And so you really do have a brand new product every single time.
Right. That's what the unique thing about wood is, each piece is kind of its own little character.
And where do you get the wood? Speaking of the wood, where does the wood come from?
90% of our wood comes right from our own state.
Cool.
It's Acer up in Peshtigo, Wisconsin. So we get 90% of it right from them.
And do you go up there and look at it, shop for it, or do you kind of know them by now that they send it to you? And
yep. So they'll actually send it to they're such a large manufacturer, they actually have a distributor, so we'll get it through our distributor.
You know, just, I'm excited about getting hardwood floors now for our living room again. So
perfect.
Thank you.
I can help you out with that.
So the number that I'll call is 757-6500, 757-6500, Dan Johnson, Badger Hardwood Flooring. Dan, always good seeing you, and thanks so much for the information. It really was a pleasure talking to you.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to Answers to Energy Question Spotlight, brought to you by Evergreen Credit Union. Naturally, a better financial. Listen next week when we spotlight another business and show you ways to go green, live green, and save green. If you would like to be a guest on Answers to Energy Question Spotlight, please contact Bill Schultz at 920-230-0801.